When we last left Cop Doctor, they were doing something. Now they're doing something else. Let's listen.
We know the drugs are here.
But tell us where they are, you're fucking dead!
Well, not dead.
Yes, dead!
I don't know where they are!
Tell us, maggot!
Hold on one second. Case, can I talk to you over here in private?
Yeah, fine. What is it, time?
Are you doing good cop, bad cop?
That sounds fun. What is that?
It's the oldest trick in the policeman recruitment book.
Never heard of it.
Then why are you yelling so much?
I know this fuck stain has the drugs!
Do you? Because we're here on a hunch. Come to think of it, you've been jumping down everyone's throats a lot. You snapped at the cashier at McDonald's for getting your order wrong, then tossed him out the drive-thru window.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I believe I ordered a burger without pickles.
You yelled at that pedestrian because he littered, and then you shoved his face into dog shit.
That's how I learned not to litter, okay?
And last week, you got fed up with your computer because it wouldn't print a specific document, so you drove all the way to the East Coast and tossed it into the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, I'm sorry. You ever hear of a little thing called Skynet?
And then last month, you tripped over a crack in the sidewalk, and you were so angry that you rented a jackhammer, busted that whole square piece, found out where the construction workers who paved that sidewalk lived, drove to each of their homes and threw fragmented pieces at their children, screaming that their daddy sucked at paving smooth walkways.
I bet I won't trip again. What's your point, time?
You need to relax.
Oh, tell me to relax!
You're gonna mess this up for us.
No, I won't. Now let's get to the bottom of this. I'm hungry and I know this guy knows where the drugs are! And he's gone. He's fucking gone. God damn it, time. This is all your fault.
What did I do?
You distracted me, and now we got away. The captain is not gonna like this.
Case was right. Captain not like that. The captain called for only Case and decided to confront him about his little problem.
Case, I need to talk to you.
What about time?
There is no time.
Is he out to lunch?
No, I mean that there is no time for time. This is about you, Case. I've noticed over the past couple months you've had quite the temper. Normally I like a little fire burning within my detectives, but we've been getting some complaints from the public and within the precinct that your methods and your temperament have been, well, extreme, to say the least. And that is the least. I could say so much more.
I think you need to, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
You've got anger issues, Case, and I don't want you back out there fighting for the city until they've been resolved.
This is bullshit!
Exactly. Case? It's time for anger management.
Seven Land Productions presents to you Cop Doctors, Episode 11, Anger Management.
Captain gave Case the name of well-regarded therapist or some shit specializes in anger management. Time went with Case for emotional support.
The doctor will be with you in a moment.
You know you don't have to be.
I'm here for you.
You must be Case.
Charlotte?
Do we know each other?
You and the captain joined us for an awkward dinner a couple episodes back.
Oh, I do remember. That was at Fleming's Steak and Seafood Palace. I couldn't find the powder room, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
I thought you were an actress.
And you are?
Time.
I remember you. You won't fuck my husband.
No, I won't.
Well, his loss.
What?
Come in.
Should I wait out here?
No, it's fine. You can come in. I don't mind strangers joining my sessions.
Seems like you should.
And to answer your question, this is my private practice on the side. I'm trying out for a stage play very soon, but I've always fancied helping people as well. That's often why I collect rainwater and donate it to local schools. Children need water. That's my slogan.
What are you talking about?
Let me get my files and we'll get to it. Case, you may sit on the couch. And when I say sit, I mean lie down and stare at the ceiling, twiddling your thumbs. All the greatest patients do it. And Time, you sit in the chair and judge my judgments.
Should we really be judging?
Oh, look who thinks they're a better therapist than someone else.
Maybe we should go somewhere else, Case. This is the captain's wife. Isn't this a conflict of interest?
I'll tell you a conflict of interest. My love for tomatoes and my lack of being able to digest them.
Are you really qualified for this?
Time, just let her do her thing.
Oh boy. I felt that. Did you feel that?
What?
That anger. Let's get started. Case, how was your family life growing up? I'll give you three choices.
What?
A, your family life was fun and exciting. B, it was hard and full of turmoil. C, it was lacking the emotional weight needed for productive growth. Or D, all the above.
It can't be D.
Shh, it's Case's turn, you enthusiastic multi-choice chooser, you.
Sorry.
I'd have to say C.
Because that's the right answer or because that's your favorite letter?
Both.
Good. Did you grow up with any siblings?
Yes, I was the middle child.
Jesus, I'm so sorry. Let me guess, your parents hated you?
It felt like that sometimes.
Were they ever supportive?
Sometimes when my dad wasn't being a total dick.
Did you ever feel that they were proud of you? And I'll need you to answer in the form of a question.
My mom was proud when I became a cop, and my dad was proud when I became a doctor.
Wasn't in the form of a question, but I'll take it. Also, were your parents Indian or Asian?
No, they were white.
Oh, really? That's surprising. Usually white parents want you to follow your dreams, even if they're dumb and you lack the ability and talent to complete them. Hence why I'm here.
You're saying your parents were supportive of you being an actress and therapist?
I don't have to answer your questions. But yes.
That explains a lot.
What does that mean?
I think you lack the ability and talent to be the things you say you are.
No time for riddles. Case, let's move on from family. Let's talk about your love life. Have you ever been in a long-term relationship?
No.
Want to be?
Are you hitting on me?
Maybe. Wink, wink, smooch, smooch, queef, quaff.
You're married to the captain.
Oh, that's right. Scratch that. How about your sexual past? Are you a virgin or a whore?
Somewhere in between.
Let me check my chart. Okay, that looks good. Lastly, let's discuss your job. Or should I say jobs? Should I? I should say jobs. Let's discuss your jobs.
I don't see how.
Shh. Do you enjoy them?
For the most part.
What about the least part?
That too. But sometimes I get so frustrated with criminals thinking they can get away with criminal shit.
Yes.
And I hate when we can't save a person lying on an operating table who shouldn't even be there.
Uh-huh.
And then we have these higher-ups always breathing down our neck, expecting everything to always run smoothly.
Keep going.
And if things don't go well, they threaten to take your job!
Yes, let the hatred flow through you.
This doesn't seem healthy.
Sorry.
I got carried away.
It's okay. Now before you go, let me show you this picture of Sinead O'Connor. What's the first word that comes to mind when you see this photo?
Bald?
Okay, what about you?
Me? Singer?
I would have went with cute. I think that was a good first session. Let's meet back up next week at noon. No specific day.
Wait, what? That was 5 minutes.
Should I do anything to control my anger?
Oh, yes. Next time you feel yourself getting heated, squeeze a rubber stress ball and masturbate furiously into a gallon of marmalade.
And that's it.
How did I do, honey?
Who are you talking to?
Me, your captain.
Captain Hiltz?
Just then, Captain come out from behind potted plant dressed as another potted plant. He held a video camera.
That was amazing, darling. You'll for surely get the part. What are you talking about? I'm sorry, Case, but my wife here needed an audition tape where she plays a therapist, and I figured why not go all out? So we rented this office, made a bunch of fake plaques, hired a homeless woman to play a receptionist, and I gave her your information so she could examine you.
So this wasn't real?
None of it.
But Captain, Case has a serious issue with anger?
Oh, I know that. You should probably see somebody about that, but someone real.
I can't believe you sent Case here.
Hey, not talking to you. This is about me, Charlotte, and Case. So Nacho's your way out of this conversation.
Honey, this is great. You think they'll like it?
They'll love it. What's the movie?
It's a stage play, but it's a remake of the second Indiana Jones film. It's an all-female cast, and instead of Indiana Jones being an archaeologist, she's an anger management therapist who's on the search of a mystical golden couch.
What a waste of time this was.
Thanks for being a part of this. And if they need any extras with bad tempers, I'll drop your name. It was Johnny Sleuth, right?
Case, honey. It's Justin Case.
Oh, right. Goodbye now.
Then Captain Charlotte and homeless receptionist all leave. Where you going? Bye-bye, fuckboy.
Not gonna lie, this kind of pisses me off.
Let's just go buy you a rubber stress ball.
And a gallon of marmalade?
No.
Happy birthday, Joe! Come doctor!
Cop Doctors. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Jack Austin, Robert M. Lamb, and Jabrina Cooper. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and Soundsnap.com. Don't forget to rate and review this podcast on iTunes. This has been a Seven Lamb production.